Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olivia
and Jess
with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government has planned to construct a new 63,000-seat stadium at Victoria Park for the 2032 Olympics. However, the project is sparking controversy. The State Environment Department recommended heritage protections for the park, but new laws may let the government override them to speed up construction. Critics, including local government groups, argue the park's cultural and historical value should be preserved and alternate locations should be considered.
Hong Tun, a 45-year-old man, was sentenced to 6 years in prison by the Brisbane District Court for defrauding 30 families of almost $500,000. Tran posed as a qualified builder on social media, offering low quotes for renovation and building services. He would take upfront payments and either fail to commence work or would fail to complete the started project.
In national news, people visiting Sydney will have the chance to view 100 shots from around the world in the Wildlife Photographer of the Year exhibition later this month. The Australian National Maritime Museum is showcasing these images from bilbies to hawks. Photographer Janik O'Kelk has spent the last 6 years photographing threatened native animals and explains how he gets these award-winning shots. He uses a camera rigged to a motion sensor after finding the animal's burrow.
The Albanese government has confirmed that it will not revive the controversial misinformation and disinformation laws, but will look for other ways to tackle online threats. The proposed laws had threatened online platforms with fines up to 5% of their annual revenue for failing to curb misinformation. Seriously harmful mis- and disinformation poses a threat to safety, the integrity of elections, democracy and national security, the spokesperson said. The bill failed to garner support from any senator outside the Labour Party.
In international news, Donald Trump has issued a 90-day pause on the US-China tariffs. Both countries will still face some tariffs, with at least a 30% tax on all Chinese goods entering the US and a 10% tariff on American goods coming into Beijing, down from 125%. After the negotiations, Trump has said that he's not looking to hurt China and that he believes it's a great deal. The tariffs had hurt both countries, with Chinese factory workers losing their jobs and higher inflation and empty shelves for American customers.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of rain. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is none and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 8am news. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.